Yerushalmi Kelain corresponding to Bavli Menachos, Daf Sadi Dalet. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Aleph Mem Beis at the Mishnah. Tachrichi Ameis Umadas Shel Chamor Ein Bei Mishum Kelaim. Burial shroud and a donkey's pack feather have no prohibition of Kelaim. Lo Yitunas Umadas Ak Seifoy Efer Lohitzi Aleph, as ever one should not place a pack feather such as this on his shoulder, even to use it to take out manure. Moichu Iksus Moichim Kadarko Mevad Shiloi Yiskavnu Bacham Bnei Hachama V'Gishom Bnei Hagashomim V'Tznuim Ashilim Achreim V'Makel. Garment sellers may sell in the regular way, as long as they don't intend to shade themselves in the summer and protect themselves from the rain in the rainy season, but the virtuous ones drape the clothing over a stick. Tofer Iksus Tofim Kadarkon Mevad Shiloi Yiskavnu Bacham Bnei Hachama V'Gishom Bnei Hagashomim V'Tznuim Tofim Baretz. Tailors may sew them in the regular way with the material draped over their lap, as long as they don't intend to shade themselves in the summer and protect themselves from the rain in the rainy season. The virtuous ones sew them when they're laid out on the ground. And the Gemara says, "Techuicha meis v'chulei dechsev meisim chofshi, ken she'adam meis nase chofshi min hamitzvos." The Gemara brings that the case of the burial shrouds is because the pasuk says in Tehillim Perek Sadiches pasuk Vav, "Amongst the dead who are free, when a person dies, he becomes free from the mitzvos." Rabbi Tzivah Shlosha Drawim B'Shas Peti Rosim in Ha'olam Al Tazuz Al Manasi Mi Beisi V'Al Tes Peduni V'Al Yoris V'Misha Nidzal B'Bi B'Chaye Yitafel B'Bi B'Moisi. Rabbi instructed three things before he died. Don't remove my widow from my home, don't eulogize me in the cities, and whoever served me during my life shall serve me in my death. Al Tazuz Al Manasi Mi Beisi V'Al Mas Nisihi Al Mana Sha'al Ma'i Efshi Lazuz Mi Beis Ba'ali. Don't remove my widow from my house. Well, isn't there a Mishnah that teaches, and it's in Ksubas, in the 12th Perek in Mishnah Gimel, if a widow says, I can't leave my husband's house, she can't be removed against her will. Amabdusai delayemun la beitha denishyusa hu mashubad hu lenishyusa. Abdusai says, so they shouldn't say that the honor of the Nasi's house overrides the widow's honor. Amabulaza ba yosa ka adadatani dara bebatim kashem shahaisa dara behen ubala nasim medina sayam. Umishtameshes b'klei kesef b'klei zav, k'shem shahaisa mishtameshes u'bala nosem b'nes hayom, v'nezoynis k'shem shahaisa nezoynis u'bala nosem b'nes hayom. Rav Elazar ben Dosa says that it's needed to teach it because she lives in the home, this almana, she uses the silver and gold utensils and is sustained as if her husband was overseas. V'atas v'duni v'ayawis m'pnei av'achalikes, and when he said don't eulogize me in the cities, it's to prevent arguments where the villagers also come into the city for the eulogies and there isn't sufficient room for everyone. Whoever served me during my life shall serve me in my death. Who is he referring to? Rabbi Chananya of Sipoi said it was Yosef Ephrati and Yosef Chafonim. Rabbi Chizkiya Moisef al Tarbu alai Tachuichin. Rabbi Chizkiya added another instruction the Rabbi gave, which is don't use too many burial shrouds, or it will cause extra decomposition, and ensure that my coffin be perforated in the ground to allow the body to decompose quickly. Milsa Amrin Besadn Echad Nikva Rebbe. The Rebbe Omar Lekama Kama Deba Inish Azel Hu Asi. Rabbanan Amrin Kama Deba Inish Azel Hu Asi. Something Rebbe was buried in just one sheet, as Rebbe said that a person does not return at the resurrection of the dead in the same garments he was buried, but the Rabbanan say that he does return in that way. Tani B'Shem Rebbe Yonason Ksusa Yeredes Im Adam Leshul. He bar imoy matama tifapich kechoyme choysem v'yifyatzvu kamoy levush. The Braitha, quoting Rabbi Nachman, said that the garment that goes down with a person to the grave comes out with him as well, as the pasuk says in Iyov, in Perek Lamed Ches, pasuk Yudalad, is changed like clay under the seal, and they stand like a garment. Antulinus shal the Rabbi mau tifapich kechoyme choysem amalei mishu mevi esador hu marbishoy. Antulinus asked Rabbi the meaning of the phrase, it's changed like clay under the seal. Rabbi replied, the one who brings them back will clothe them in new clothes, referring to Hashem. Rabbi Yochanan mefaked al malbashuni budikia lechevun v'le ochmin in kamis beini sidkaya legavas in kamis beini rishaya legavas. Rabbi Yochanan instructed, dress me in techeles colored shrouds, not white and not black, that if I arise amongst the tzaddikim I won't be embarrassed, and if I arise amongst the rishayim I won't be embarrassed. Rabbi Isha Mifaked Albashuni Chavron Chafifin Amin Lei Uma At Tav Min Rabach Amaloin Uma Ana Bahis Vavdoi. Rabbi Isha instructed, dress me in white shrouds sewn properly. They asked him, how are you better than your Rav? He replied, am I embarrassed for my actions? Rabbi Yirmiyah Mefaked, Abashuni, Chavron, Mechafitin, Abashuni, Benosai, Yavun, Mesana Biraglai, Vechutu Biadi, Yavuni, Al Sitra, in Asa Meshicha, Ana Ma'ated. Rabbi Yirmiyah instructed, dress me in white shrouds that are sewn properly. Dress me in what I would wear during my life. Put shoes on my feet, a stick in my hand, and place me on my side so that when Mashiach comes, I'll be ready to greet him. Safraya Amrin Manda Amalan Rabbi Damich Anna Katlina Le Adik Loin Bakapar Reshe Mechase Ma'anun Ma'anui Mivazin. The people of Sipoi said, whoever tells us that Rabbi died, we will kill him. When Rabbi died, Bakapar put his head out of the window with his head covered and wearing torn clothes. Amalain Metsukim Ra'elim Tefusim Beluchis Abris Vegavo Yadan Shalalim Chatzres Aluchis Amele Damich Rabbi. Amalain Asan Amisan Vekarun Ba'azo Kala the Karun Legoi Pafsa Mahalech Telasa Milin. He said to them, Mitzukim, which is the righteous, and Arelim, which are angels, are grabbing the tablets of the covenant, which refer to Rebbe, and the Arelim have overcome and grabbed the tablets. They said, Rebbe has died. He said, you said it yourselves. They tore their garments and sounded, and the sound of their tearing travelled until Papata, which was 3 mil away. Renachem Hashem Reb Mala, Maaseh Nisim Nasu Ba'isa Yom, Erev Shabbos Haisem, Nechassu Kala Yoros, Le'aspidoi, V'shiruni, Tamnei Asrakanishan, V'achtunei, Le'beis Sharia, V'talalain, Yom Ha'ajahayi, Kol Echad V'echad Magi Le'beisoi, V'mala Le'chobis Shamayim, V'mala Le'asaneh. Reb Nachman, quoting Reb Mala, said that miracles occurred that day. It was Erev Shabbos, and all of the people of the city came to eulogize him. They stopped with his coffin at 18 shuls and buried him in Beis Sha'arim. The sun didn't set until everyone was able to return him before Shabbos and fill a barrel of water and light a candle. Kiran de Shashakachama, Kor Ageva, Shorin, Mitzikin, Amin, Dilma, the Mechalinan, Shabsa, Yod Sebasko, Amalahen, Kor Mishalo, Nisalsa, Behespedo, Sharebi, Yehi Murusa, Chayolam Habo, Ba Min Katsa. Kiran de Shama, Kain, Slikele, Le Igra, Vitalik, Gamme, Mith, Nafak, Basko, Amma, When the sun set, the cockle crowed as the next day was already dawning. The people began to rebuke themselves, thinking they might have broken Shabbos. A heavenly voice announced, whoever wasn't lazy in the eulogy of Rebbe is invited to the world to come, aside from the non-Jewan who had come every day to Rebbe, but had not come on that day. When he heard this voice, in his great pain, he went up from the roof and threw himself off, and a heavenly voice announced that even the non-Jewan is invited to the world to come.